Chapter 7, You Are Manifesting the Essence of What You're Thinking About. When you begin to understand the vibrational nature of thought and the way the law of attraction responds to it, you then begin to understand how it is that you are the creator of your own reality. Everything about your life is coming to you in response to the focus of your thoughts. But until you understand the vibrational nature of your thoughts and discover a comparative way of recognizing them, you have no deliberate control over your own experience. Deliberate creation is much more than just deliberately choosing a subject of attention and focusing upon it. For while it's a good thing to deliberately choose the subject of your attention, you must also feel for the vibrational content of your thought in order to really be in deliberate control of your creating. For example, you may be focused upon the subject of financial abundance, but this subject, like all subjects, has great variety within it. On one extreme of the subject is the thought of the presence of financial abundance, while on the other extreme of the subject is the thought of the absence of financial abundance. And so, in a simplistic sense, every subject could be seen as two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of what is wanted. Each subject has a varied vibrational range. When we say to our physical friends, you get what you think about, sometimes they feel confusion, for they believe they've been thinking about achieving more money, a healthier body, a better relationship, or more satisfying work. People will sometimes argue that they've been definitely thinking about more money, and they do not understand why, if what we say is true, more money is not coming into their experience. But the subject of money has a varied vibrational range. The subject of money ranges from a magnificent, ever-flowing abundance all the way to the desperate absence of abundance. So, merely focusing upon the subject or the idea of money is but the beginning of the necessary focusing or molding of the vibrational energy required to bring money into your experience. Directing your thought to the subject of money is a good first step, but then it's necessary to understand where, on this wide range of vibrational possibilities relative to the subject of money, you actually are. Which end of this vibrational range are you leaning toward? Are you a closer match to the magnificent abundance, or are you a closer match to the desperate absence of abundance? You can easily answer this question when you understand your emotions, for it is through emotional awareness that you understand the vibrational content of your thoughts. The way you feel as you're focusing thought is really what matters most. How does the thought feel to you? Some are beginning to acknowledge, you get what you think about, but we would like to clarify that statement further by saying, you get what you feel about what you think about. So where are you on the sliding scale of possible vibrations relative to the subject of money? You may often say that you want more money, but if you consistently feel disappointment or even fear about not having enough money, then your vibrational offering regarding money does not match your statement of desire. And wherever your vibrational offering is where your point of attraction is. What is actually happening in your experience relative to the subject of money always matches the essence of your vibrational offering. Observing what is manifesting or happening to you can give you an accurate reading of where you are on the vibrational scale of possibilities, and that awareness can be extremely helpful. But it's possible for you to be aware of where you are on the vibrational scale before things manifest or occur in your experience, and that's a much more satisfying way to approach the deliberate control of your life experience. It is never too late to change direction. You can either be aware of your point of attraction post-manifestation, after it happens, or pre-manifestation, before it happens. Of course, we encourage having conscious awareness at all times about the direction you're headed. It would be like traveling in your vehicle, having a particular destination in mind, being on the wrong road altogether and traveling in the opposite direction of your desired destination, but having no awareness that you're going in the wrong direction until you arrived at the wrong place. You can always correct your course, but the sooner you're aware that you're off your path, the better and more satisfying your journey will be. The key to joyful, deliberate creating is to choose the subjects of your thought intentionally while paying close attention to how each thought feels. For unless you are aware of how the thought feels, you have no understanding of where you are on the sliding scale of vibrational possibilities.